Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Trillions of dollars are missing from the Pentagon. Meanwhile, the mainstream media is reporting on $8.7 billion missing. That's coming up. We've confirmed the Austin SWAT team is training for martial law, checkpoints, and gun confiscation. Had a call about it yesterday. I searched the term, found it in the news. They are over there training in Iraq to see how they set up martial law. That is coming up. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Tim in Washington. You're on the air.
Hello, how's it going today, Alex? I have just a couple questions for you real fast. Have you explored the topic of lightning and correction in the Gulf during hurricane season? I was watching some YouTube videos, and they were saying that it's extremely volatile to the point where if you add an organic solution that it just explodes in the beakers.
Well, I mean, Core Exit, they first said they used a couple million gallons. Now they reported it's 40-plus million gallons, but still diluted in the tens of trillions of gallons of water that you have. I'm not even sure the volume of the Gulf of Mexico, but it's mega massive. And a lot of that Core Exit oil is now going out to the Atlantic, even bigger. And I know a lot of people are saying, you know, when it all blows into the hurricanes, it's going to be the end of the world. I think it's going to cause some problems, but I don't think it's going to cause evacuations, you know, 50 to 100 miles, 200 miles in. Though the government may use that going into the election, that's during the hurricane season, as a pretext for a political distraction. They use Katrina to confiscate guns. So I think it is a serious issue. Weather tends to disperse that stuff all over the place. It doesn't just uniformly come in. But, yes, we have covered Core Exit a lot here on the broadcast.
Well, I'm just mainly just the aspect of lightning strikes and what happens if it's actually hit by lightning.
Okay, well,
it's volatile enough to ignite.
You know, I've done a little research on that. And again, it pushes the oil underwater and makes the oil break up. And the dispersant is flammable. And they have been burning the oil as well. But I've heard about, you know, for 2 months, methane bubbles, and we're all dead, and it's going to be as big as a nuke. But I really think that that's being hyped to the power of 10. But we'll see what happens. I mean, anything's possible.
Okay. And also, one last thing. I was in Portland, Oregon about a month and a half ago, and the census came to my door 7 times looking for the previous resident. And he stated that you'll never know when you'll have to separate the races. You know, and I was wondering where you think this fits in with martial law.
Well, I know that it's on record, congressional hearings. Just search the term census used. In fact, do that right now, folks. Thanks. Census used to round up Japanese and Italian Americans and German Americans during World War II. So, I mean, it's always been used for that, and they now admit it's being used to track people. And they want to make it where the census is yearly and then monthly. And you have a Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. You don't have to answer government questions. All you've got to say is how many people live there. But they, of course, give them an inch, they take it 1,000 miles. They're trying to expand their control. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Abe in Ohio, a 770 AM listener. Abe, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from here in Eastern Ohio. And last night I finished one of my summer readings that I planned on reading, Huxley's Brave New World. And after reading that and already read 1984, I see short-term 1984, long-term definitely Brave New World. I was just wanted to get your take on that.
Well, you ought to read, Huxley said in speeches and in his book Brave New World Revisited, that's nonfiction, that he was telling you what eugenicists, like his brother, the head of the UN, UNESCO program, what they were actually planning. Of course, he wrote the book in 1933, but he wrote Brave New World Revisited, what, in the late 50s? He died in 62. I'm going from memory on that, but I've read both books. We were actually rereading it last night for quotes in the film that we're making right now. But, no, it's very, very hardcore. That's what they plan for society. Anything else, Abe?
Yeah, I've been telling my friends this. I've been a supporter of yours since a couple years, and they just don't believe me. So I told them about the Depression coming 2 years ago. And they're now admitting that I was right, and they still can't take anything that I say with any validity.
Well, they don't have respect for themselves. That's why they believe that they're just spectators in life.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live. Again, thank you for joining us. The last 30 minutes of the next hour, we've got Chuck Baldwin, presidential candidate, Constitution Party 2008, joining us to talk about his article that he wrote, "The Federal Government Declares War on the States." That is coming up later in the next hour. Let me go ahead and start news blitzing right now. I've done more research on WikiLeaks. I don't believe, that doesn't mean I'm sure, but I don't believe they're bad, that Julian Assange is bad. But analyzing the latest information they've released, the government now claims they're eyeing an analyst who they think released it. But the issue here is this is not top secret information. It's secret. That's the classification below that. And they classify, the CIA even classifies mainstream news articles. You know, that's been in congressional hearings that they'll classify Washington Post articles as if it's classified inside the CIA and Defense Department, meaning they don't want their other analysts reading it, which is crazy. These are basically 92,000 battlefield reports from colonels and majors and others. And the Pentagon is famous in planting, especially for internal intelligence and Pentagon hearings with Congress, to paint a false image or picture. They will lie about body counts. When nobody's killed, they'll claim that they killed 100 of the enemy or 200 of the enemy or 1,000 of the enemy. They'll create fake reports. They'll create fake reports about bin Laden. The CIA will create fake bin Laden videos, which they now, 2 months ago, admitted in the Washington Post that they did create a fake bin Laden video. the famous fat bin Laden that we told you was fake. Anybody could look at it. It didn't even look like him. Just not even computer generated, just a fake fat guy. So looking at these documents, it does show some massacres, some cover-ups, but that had already come out. But mixed in there, they claim Pakistan runs al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Well, our own government created the ISI and funds them. We've got big articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com breaking that down. And so it pushes this idea that, oh, look, bin Laden is real and the CIA knows where he is. And, oh, there's intelligence that bin Laden did do 9/11, but that's secret. And so the public and the media then grabs this like it's special information. Here's the Mail today, the Mail Online. Glimpses of bin Laden. Now WikiLeaks reveals al-Qaeda boss was seen at village meetings despite CIA claims they were clueless. So this is a way for the CIA and the globalist to basically blackmail people they don't like, threaten people with other intelligence they want to release. It's creating a conduit to do that. So they go on. Now WikiLeaks reveals al-Qaeda boss was seen at village meetings despite CIA claims that they were clueless. See, oh, it's all real. Afghanistan war logs shows how U.S. Marines sanitized record of bloodbath. War logs show how Marines gave cleaned up accounts of incident in which they killed 19 civilians. Well, I mean, you had Private Bruckheimer in the Ithaca Times 8 years ago come home and say, or 7.5 years ago, and say, oh, we go into villages and kill everyone, including children, including babies. And the Pentagon was on Fox saying, well, let's clarify. Only certain villages do we kill everyone. Meanwhile, Assange is annoyed by 9/11 truth. I'm constantly annoyed that people are distracted by false conspiracies such as 9/11 when all around we have evidence of real conspiracies for war or mass financial fraud. I mean, you've got all these former presidents, the former Italian president, who was also the former head of their intelligence, saying 9/11 is an inside job, the former German defense minister, Andres von Bülow, saying it. All these architects, all these engineers, the official story is a lie. I mean, they blew up Building 7 in front of us and said, get back, we're blowing it up, on CNN and Fox. 30 minutes before Building 7 fell, they were on CNN and, well, CNN an hour before, 25 minutes before, on two separate channels with the exact same script saying Building 7 had fallen in its own footprint. You know, it's now been declassified. Our government staged hundreds of bombings in Europe in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s to blame on their political enemies. WikiLeaks did release 2 years ago that Army field manual where Army captains and above who were in black ops were taught how to stage false flag attacks. I mean, this is a dirty business they're in. Our military brass, West Point has been trained for the gambit, where you sacrifice a pawn to win the game, to draw out your enemy. You know, they'll send troops off on missions where thousands die, knowing it's going to draw the enemy out. That's part of their strategic system of control. And of course they'll stage terror attacks. We have Operation Northwoods. That's real. That's ABC News, Associated Press, Baltimore Sun. That's not debated. Operation Gladio, Operation Ajax, all of these are on record. But Assange says, you know, it's irritating. You know, he doesn't want to talk about those documents. Continuing, the Pentagon is eyeing an accused analyst over WikiLeaks data. This is the Wall Street Journal. Military investigators are checking computers used by Bradley Manning, a U.S. Army intelligence analyst, charged this month with leaking classified information to see if he is the source of thousands of military documents published by WikiLeaks. And what they are is a bunch of propaganda-filled garbage pushing the official story and blaming Hamid Ghul, who was the big star of the CIA as the head of Pakistani intelligence fighting the Russians in Afghanistan, who contacted this radio show 2 years ago, or right after the Mumbai attacks happened, almost 2 years ago, to say Western intelligence carried this out. And then it came out in mainstream U.S. papers in the last 3 months that a U.S. intelligence agent was the, quote, commander of the attacks in India. And the head of Pakistani intelligence, excuse me, the head of Indian intelligence, who was killed that day in those attacks, said that day it was a staged event as it started, to the major newspapers like the Times of India. Here's a Kurt Nemo story that breaks this down. WikiLeaks docs target Pakistan. Very well-written article detailing how if Pakistani intelligence is funding al-Qaeda and Taliban, well, who funds them? The West. So that's the information on that front. Let me now get into this article. This is out of Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, top story on Drudge, at least it was an hour ago. And we're glad Drudge is linking to this. The point is, the media is focusing on 8.7 billion, missing, and not focusing on congressional hearings in 2001, 2003, 4, and 5. And you can just search Rumsfeld being grilled about missing trillions. You can see the C-SPAN clips on YouTube. We uploaded them. That's how I know they're there. And he says, yeah, I'm not going to tell you where the trillions are. And then he has the head of the Office of Budget from the Pentagon, Dr. Chu. And Chu says that, you know, he won't say. He looks like a bad guy from a James Bond movie. But I found an archive clip that somebody in 2006 put on YouTube from a 2001 CBS News clip. It's very bad quality. But you can just search for the headline for this video and find it. We'll give you that headline in a moment. In fact, let's go ahead and play a short clip of the big issue, because while you're busy worrying about $8.7 billion, it was $2.3, then it was $4, then it was $5. Last time they had a hearing in 2005, it was over $5 trillion missing because they've raided the Pentagon pension funds. That's why they're announcing they don't want to give health care, and Obama didn't wanted to make veterans pay for their own insurance. Remember that? We had the head of the VFW on last year about it. He was in a meeting with Obama when he proposed it. Because they've stolen all your money that was put in there to pay for things. There's not just the $2 trillion a year, the $1 trillion, $200 billion on budget, the $100 billion off budget, then all the black budget money. There's all the other Pentagon investments. They buy stocks and bonds and derivatives. And it's all been stolen. And it's as big as the banking heist. Let's go ahead and play this clip from 8-plus years ago. From September 10th, 2001. Almost 9 years ago. Here it is.
Pentagon. The day before 9-1-1, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld declared war. Not on foreign terrorists.
The adversary is closer to home. It's the Pentagon bureaucracy.
He said money wasted by the military poses a serious threat.
In fact, it could be said that it's a matter of life and death.
Rumsfeld promised change. But the next day, the world changed. And in the rush to fund the war on terrorism, the war on waste seems to have been forgotten.
My 03 budget calls for more than $48 billion in new defense spending.
More money for the Pentagon when its own auditors admit the military cannot account for 25% of what it already spends.
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
$2.3 trillion, with a T. That's $8,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. To understand how the Pentagon can lose track of trillions, consider the case of one military accountant who tried to find out what happened to a mere $300 million.
We know it's gone, but we don't know what they spent it on.
Jim Minery, a former Marine turned whistleblower.
Kurt Nemo is doing a story on this, and we'll get that video posted up there on Infowars.com. You want to watch the whole thing. But I played that because if I just read a CBS News headline to you, you're not going to believe it. Or if I read to you a Oregonian headline or an AP article, people like to see it and hear it. So there it is. And the title is Rumsfeld Says $2.3 Trillion Missing from Pentagon, if you want to watch that video. Good job, guys, pulling that up on short notice. So while we're talking about $8.7 billion, he did that basically because he was involved in the cover-up to look like he was going to investigate it. Once he got into power, he covered the whole thing up, and it was $5-plus trillion by the time they had the last hearing 5 years ago on it. I don't know what it is now. $5 trillion plus missing, and the media is talking about $8.7 billion missing today. No, it's over $5 trillion and growing. I don't know what the new numbers are, because now it's not even looked at. And in Congress, they say, where's the money? And they go, we're not going to tell you. Well, where's the $5 trillion? We're not going to tell you. That's just the end of it. You understand, slave? See, the government is above the law, and the corporations that feed from the trough are above the law. But you, the average citizen, they're passing new laws all the time to make normal behavior illegal so they can get you into their system. The only industry we've got left in this country is people working in private prisons, competing with the private sector. We'll be right back.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine in the morning and this one old song. Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here Monday through Friday. We kick the broadcast off at 11 a.m. Central. That is 12 noon Eastern. We got Chuck Baldwin coming up in the last 30 minutes of the next hour to talk about his article, The Federal Government Declares War on the States. We'll break that down. But I want to get back into the fact that the AP and Reuters are reporting that Ahmadinejad says in the next 3 months they have intel that the U.S. and Israel are both going to attack their country and probably Syria. You've got troops mashing in and around Venezuela and off the coast, openly saying that they claim weapons are being given to Iran by Venezuela, so they're gearing up for strikes on Venezuela. This is looking like World War III, and many analysts are calling it World War III. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has trillions and trillions of dollars missing, and this hasn't been in the news in 5 years. Oh, they'll talk about some army officer who steals a computer, or they'll talk about waste and abuse, and they'll talk about little corruption, but they don't talk about trillions and trillions and trillions disappearing out of the pension fund system, disappearing out of the Pentagon and Armed Services investments. Remember, water districts, school districts, counties, cities, states, federal bureaucracies, tens of thousands of them, tens of thousands of counties alone, are all investing your money in the global stock market. Then the bankers take that and use that to come in and buy up your roads and your infrastructure. This is financial full-spectrum dominance, medical federalization, but the profits are private, full-spectrum dominance. The police are being federalized, full-spectrum dominance. And we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. But Stuart Rhodes, they posted a video, the Oath Keepers did, out of Oklahoma, of him giving a very powerful 9.5-minute speech that I'm going to play coming up in the second half of the next long segment. But that will first dovetail. In fact, guys, pull this up because I'm going to play a little bit of his call. It's on my Alex Jones YouTube channel. It says, Iraq vet says Austin police training to set up checkpoints. It's even worse than that. Go door to door and basically confiscate guns. I want to play a short clip of that when we come back because people were in those comments, about a third of them, saying he was a liar and that it wasn't true. In fact, I'm going to get into this right now. Here is the Fort Hood Sentinel. Here is the Fort Hood Sentinel, biggest military base in the world, about 45 miles north of Austin, northwest of Austin. And who did the caller say was there? The head of the Austin SWAT team and someone with their intelligence group. What does this article say? It says the head of the SWAT team and the head of intelligence, along with city officials and judges, are being trained, and this is even a cover story, but it's still bad, at the base. And then as a footnote, they say that the SWAT team commander and others had just returned from Iraq. I had a unique perspective because I recently had gone to Iraq to evaluate law enforcement over there. I was lucky enough to be able to volunteer and assist with the third ACR training. We had the caller. They were running real checkpoints. They call that training and searching people and going door-to-door gun confiscation drills. We're showing the soldiers urban law enforcement so they can go and train the Iraqi police. They always spin that. No, they were being trained. He goes on to admit that. He goes, actually, we were being trained. Listen to this. The Army obviously doesn't need any instructions from us on how to shoot and engage in combat because they are the best in the world at doing that. But having to go in with a softer approach and more of law enforcement type approach, now that is maybe something we can show them. Reflecting on the training, Denton added, the training was symbolic. We're APD probably learned more than we were taught to a man. All of these third ACR soldiers had been motivated, energetic, and bright. So the caller, exactly what he told us, is what is in this article. So there you have it. And of course, this is just an isolated incident. You've got the Marines and the Army and Homeland Security and the National Guard in Tennessee last year. It's in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. We had a state rep on. The governor says, you're shutting down highways and the Army searching people. Don't do that. And they said, we're going to do it anyways. Same thing in California with the Marines at drunk driving checkpoints with guns. Same thing when I've been in New York and 100 yards away, troops run over wearing 45s screaming, don't videotape me, you bleeping scum. That's an endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. They are just openly integrating it. And then you get the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that law enforcement gave us. Who are they training for? Even with the Explorer Scouts to take on disgruntled veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, in the fetters, get us out of the UNers and birthers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go ahead and jam in another call here. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. My name is Mike. I'm stationed here at Fort Hood. I'm originally from Dallas. What I'm about to tell you might hit home, so I'm sorry to do so. You might already know about it, but if you do, this might verify. I just got back from a tour in Iraq a few months ago, and what I did there was a security escort gunner. And the best way to describe that would be the opening scene of Iron Man, the people taking Tony Stark around. That's what we did. Of course, none of the civilians were near as cool, so it was a little bit difficult. Most of them are doctors of agriculture and doctors of science. We transport them all around. But the most interesting thing, and of course I have stories about that, but for another time, it's a little bit lengthy. But most importantly, one day we had one of our mission briefings in the very early morning. We had two guys come out in green jumpsuits. And they looked like our mechanics jumpsuits, but and they were wearing our gear as far as bulletproof vests go and IBAs and IOTBs. And I saw on their patch on their shoulder, they didn't have American flags, but they had Austin SWAT patches.
From, you there? Yeah, from Austin, Texas.
Yes, from Austin, Texas. Now, these are veterans, not veterans of our war, but veterans of Austin, Texas SWAT team.
That's
and
right.
And it turns out what they were doing there was training to learn how we set up our military police checkpoints and how we do raids on houses.
Stay there. Stay there. This is key info. Stay with us. All right. So then we came back and got more intel from him. And literally, people were in the comments saying it wasn't real. Well, here's the Fort Hood Sentinel. And you can type in police train with the military in Iraq and find hundreds of police departments doing this. And what are they training for? Shutting down whole highways, searching everyone, and going door to door for gun confiscation. Now, that is what they're training for. The headline is Brave Rifles Train with APD. The number one threat to a free society, if you've studied history, whether it was Rome 2,060-something years ago with Julius Caesar, or whether it's Venezuela, or whether it's Nigeria, or whether it was Nazi Germany, is powerful forces using the military to overthrow the country under the guise of fighting a crisis. Remember what Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, he was in line to be the commandant of the Marine Corps. And they asked him, they said, we want to make you the commandant. We want you to lead the Marine Corps, because he'd used the Marine Corps himself in more than 11 nations to overthrow countries for the robber barons that were running our country. He wrote the book, War is a Racket. They brought him into meetings with George Herbert Walker Bush's father, Prescott Bush, and the Harrimans and others. And they said, we're going to overthrow America and have martial law. And he went and blew the whistle to Congress, and they had the McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings. And we have clips of that in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But that's the issue. And he played along with it, got the intel, and stopped it. Now, that was a full frontal assault takeover plan. And it was so embarrassing, they didn't prosecute Prescott Bush and others. They just dropped it. Now, this has been a long, at least 30-year program. This has been going on since the 80s. To integrate the military and police and militarize police, kill people, and break things. That's their job. That's their training. And if you've studied history and have common sense, there's no doubt they are brainwashing our military, our police. They're integrating them. They're now saying they're going to use them domestically to fight crime and to do gun confiscations in Illinois. That's Chicago Tribune. The mayor of Schenectady, New York, is calling for martial law. They're, you know, troops are at all these different high visibility events, all to acclimate the population. And in a few minutes, I'm going to play a Stuart Rhodes clip that is so vitally important, where he, as the founder and head of Oath Keepers, talks about why they're being demonized by the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the mainstream media, why what they're doing is so important. And this is a message to all police, all military. You're trained and compartmentalized that you're doing a good job, that you're given false reasons. I mean, military, police, remember 10 years ago why you were told all this training was going on? That you were told it was for overseas? Now they're telling you it's for domestic? I told you it was for domestic. We got the Army documents. That's in my film, Police State to the Takeover, that it is for a domestic takeover, and it is targeted at the American people. It has nothing to do with Hodges, as they're called, in the Pentagon. Kind of a racial slang they use that I find offensive, and I know many others do. We're going to play this video here in just a moment, but first I want to tell you about some of the great sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is Interfood. We live in a toxic environment. Daily we are bombarded with chemicals, fluorides, pesticides, and other equally toxic chemicals. The folks on the Gulf Coast now have to worry about benzene and other toxins. To stay ahead of the complicated games the New Order plays, you have to stay healthy, and the products from Interfood Botanicals will help you stay on top of your game in the fight. It's the best superfood out there, 20 superfoods. You absorb it all because it's food, not vitamins. The vitamins are in the food, the minerals, the nutrients, the trace minerals. These guys have been around for 6 years. They're great patriots. I love them. My wife uses it. I use it. Rob Jacobson uses it. Aaron uses it. We all love it. Interfood builds your body's defenses and helps get rid of toxins. Try the Alex Jones combo with the coconut milk powder. I love their NutriCafe coffee. They're just wonderful folks. They have a ton of other great herbal products that really work. Check them out at innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com, innerfood.com, or give them a call at 866-762-9238. That's Interfood, ladies and gentlemen, 866-762-9238. And finally, to have a strong body, we need to stop drinking the fluoride, the poisons, the arsenic, the mercury that they put in the water supply. They put it, not just fluoride, in the water supply, but over 300 chemicals. It's usually about 150, but some over 300 that's put in your water supply. I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home, shower, bath, you name it. They have tabletop units, whole house, you name it. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types, and the best part of it is they're made in the USA. Born in the USA, made in the USA. Check out their banner on InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today. That's PureWaterFreedom.com, ladies and gentlemen, and start taking control of your own life. It is so chilling to know that the Austin SWAT team and countless other SWAT teams are training with the military domestically to take on the American people. We've got their intelligence reports they're given where they demonize Ron Paul in the fetters, returning veterans, constitutionalists, red-blooded Americans. And Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers 2 years ago, has traveled the country and has reached millions of former servicemen and millions of police. And they're really waking up and learning what their sacred honor is all about and what that oath is really about. And I saw this video. It's posted up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I saw this video that was just released yesterday, and it's so pertinent to every issue that we're facing, that if tyranny's going to come to your door, it's going to come in a uniform. And police and military and other people in government, a lot of them who are on power trips and feel like they're part of a club and a winning team, who feel like the public's against them, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. We then become against them. They then, you know, start not liking us as they carry out more and more draconian things that are unconstitutional. We have to come together, and they have to decide which side they're on in this key time in history. So here is this key video with Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. Here it is.
When you took that oath, every one of you ever served in the military, police, or even firefighters have taken an oath. When you take that oath, that's where your decision is made, right there in that spot. You pledge, you swear to God Almighty, that you're going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States at all costs. All of us who served in military and police, this is our bond, and firefighters too. When we say those words, it's not just something we say. We know that it means we're writing a blank check made out to the people of the United States for an amount up to and including our lives. That's the difference. You want to know the difference? That's it. When a firefighter goes into a burning building, he knows he might not come out, but he's duty-bound to do it. He took upon himself that responsibility. I served as a volunteer firefighter in Montana only for about 8 months. I was just a rookie. But I'll tell you what. I saw some men of true character and courage. Those are the guys that run in when everybody else is running out. That's the pure spirit of a guardian who's willing to sacrifice his life. Okay? Sadly enough, though, in this country, people respect firefighters. They still understand that they're heroes. They really are. But all too often nowadays, they look at police and they don't see heroes anymore. They look at them and they think, these are the people that are going to come kick down my door. These are the guys that, you know, arrest me and tase me on some traffic stop. These are the guys I see on YouTube doing things like tasing some old lady. Or like during Katrina, tackling an old lady to the ground in her kitchen because she dares to hold a revolver in her hand with the cylinder open. Obviously no danger to anybody. Any idiot that understands guns whatsoever should know that an open cylinder, an empty cylinder, is no danger. What is she going to do, speed load it in 2 seconds? So they see these things. And they start to see the police in this country as the enemy of the people, as an occupying army. There are all too many people in this country, sincere lovers of liberty, sincere constitutionalists, who are becoming increasingly afraid of their own police officers. I find that sad. I find that tragic. And I find it contemptible, because you know where it's coming from? There are people who want to put a divide, a wall, between the police in this country and the people. They're doing this intentionally. All these MIAC, the MIAC report, that Fusion Center report from Missouri, that labeled just about everybody, the Constitution Party, a supporter of Chuck Baldwin, potential terrorist, a supporter of Ron Paul, potential terrorist, kind of like the Emmys Awards, you know, a supporter of immigration control, potential terrorist, you know, and was one of the police officers in Miami, or in Missouri, who saw that and said, hey, I don't like being called a potential terrorist, and so that police officer leaked it. And the same goes for the DHS report that smeared veterans as potential terrorists. That was also leaked by a federal officer. Very good man. And in addition, same with the extremist lexicon, was also leaked by a federal officer who did not like the pattern he saw. of this wall of separation, of this attempt to make police officers think that the people are their enemy. So they pull you over, in their mind, you're a potential enemy, especially if you have a Ron Paul sticker in your car, a constitutional sticker in your car. What's the other one, live free or die? What's the one guy, he had a sticker in his car that got hassled? Gladstone and flag, got pulled over, and a police officer, sadly enough, told the reason why I pulled you over is because that bumper sticker on your car. That's a piece of American history right there. This is the flag of our fathers. Our forefathers flew this flag as they gave their lives for our liberty. And yet this flag now is seen as a sign of a terrorist, of a lawbreaker, of an enemy of the people, of a killer of women and children. It's contemptible. There are people in this country who do not respect our republic, do not support the Constitution, who desire to destroy this republic. And they are doing all they can to erase our heritage, to make it off limits to dare to fly this flag, to make it off limits to dare to stand on Lexington Green and simply renew the oath you swore by legal obligation. They want it off limits for you to celebrate your heritage, to even talk about the Constitution. Do you even call yourself a constitutionalist? I saw that the DHS lexicon says constitutionalist equals militiaman equals extremist equals terrorist. I thought, oh my gosh, I've been calling myself a constitutionalist for years. I didn't know. I had no idea I was extremist. What a revelation. Or a terrorist, yeah. There's a conscious effort to put a divide between the police and the people. They want the police to see you as the enemy. They want you to see the police as the enemy. Is that true? Is that the truth? No. It's like the Matrix in that movie. It's false. It's balderdash. It's nonsense. Okay? And this is one of the big, I'll tell you what, I started this organization, I already knew there were good police officers out there. I'd been a firearms instructor and met quite a few of them here in Metro in the past and gone to shooting schools with them, Thunder Ranch, you know, gun sight, whatever, had a good time. And I recognized that there was that bond. There's a bond between military and police. Shouldn't be a surprise. They're all willing to put on a rifle, sling a rifle, put on a pistol, and go do what has to be done to defend their country and their neighborhoods and their friends and neighbors and their families. They take that responsibility. They're warriors. That's a common bond. Others who've stepped up for active duty, and even us veterans, frankly, who dare to stand up. Don't you think I'm putting a big bullseye on my forehead by doing this? And I'm not exaggerating. When Southern Poverty Law Center does all their smear stuff, are they just saying that to be mean and be nasty and maybe a libel suit will come out of it? No. It's potentially deadly. They want the FBI, DOJ, ATF to come and investigate people like me. That's their purpose. Smear you and marginalize you, and then hopefully unleash the power of government against you to silence and suppress you. They want them to come kick down my door in the middle of the night in body armor. They want guys like me to come to my house. They're not going to come do it. Is Mark Potok going to come to my house in body armor and a baklava and with an MP5 in his hand and kick down my door? He's a battering ram and come through my door. Is he going to be point man behind the ram? No, he won't come do it himself. He'll send someone like Chauncey or someone like Dave Freeman or someone like Bob back there, big strong guy. He wants someone like that to come to my house and kick in my door and put a submachine gun in my face and my children's face. That's what he wants. He wants them to think that I'm their enemy and vice versa. He wants all of us to think that. And then they expect. Why are they upset about us? It's not because we're not racist. It's not that. They know it too. It's not because we're terrorists celebrating Timothy McVeigh. What they're upset about is the oath. They don't like it when what they perceive as their minions and their toys even think for themselves. Their vision, their perspective, their opinion of the police and military is that they're just like toy soldiers you wind up instead of marching. And they think, because they don't believe in a republic, they believe in this absolute rule, whoever holds political power, they believe we're a democracy. There are people in this country, when they hold political power, they figure, hey, I won the election, all the toys belong to me. That includes the police and military. They're my toys. Do what I want with. And how dare you interfere with my toys? They're a little tantrum like a little kid crying and screaming in a sandbox. Don't touch my toys! Don't remind those men and women of honor and courage, their obligations under the law. Don't you dare talk to them about their individual responsibility to know the Constitution and to keep their oath to defend it. Don't do that. Don't talk to them. Why? Because I'm encouraging violence? Am I encouraging police and military to go out and start shooting people? No. All I'm simply asking them to do, all we are asking them to do, is to stand down, to refuse to comply with unlawful orders, as is their obligation.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This is not America. Foreign offshore banks stealing tens of trillions of dollars. Five-plus trillion missing from the Pentagon the last time they had a congressional hearing 5 years ago. It was $2.3 trillion in 2001. This is not America. Face-scanning cameras, checkpoints, naked body scanners, all these illegal wars, all the taxes, government-run health care, federalized police, the military openly announcing that they are operating on domestic soil. Remember that Fox News piece out of New York where, oh, several thousand arrests aided by the National Guard. Oh, they have X-ray machines they put your cars through now. Oh, the SWAT teams are over in Iraq, regular police departments like Austin, training for gun confiscation and checkpoints and door-to-door confiscation. This is not America. This is not freedom. This is not liberty. This is 180 degrees the opposite direction. We're being looted. We're being robbed right now. What do you think tyranny's about? So many yuppies say, I don't care if it's tyranny. They don't care about me. Tyranny is for you. Tyranny is to take your pension funds and raise your taxes and have national compulsory service where the state uses your children like slaves, and they've reintroduced the bill, and it's now raced into committee for national service, and Obama in his State of the Union said he wants it, and Rahm Emanuel has said you will wear a uniform in high school and in college at least 3 months a year, and you will serve in domestic corps. And now we learn there's 854,000 private corporate spies with the highest level security clearance spying on the American people, part of InfraGuard and other programs. How many years ago did I tell you that was going on, that a secret private corporate takeover was happening, that there were spies everywhere because I'd seen intel pieces all over the place? This is all admitted, and now it's out in the open. They're not getting 854,000 private spies with the highest level security clearances with license to kill orders. That's mainstream news. They're not setting all this up to play patty cake with you. Our government's become corrupt. Since 47, the CIA and the NSA have operated in total secrecy with unlimited funding. They've been caught shipping drugs in over and over again. They're totally corrupt. If you owned a business, as the American people, you run America. And you went away from your business for 20 years and gave somebody the keys to everything. Do you think when you came back in 20 years that they thought you were, you know, had been lost at sea or something, that they'd lock the doors when you got there and tell the cops to arrest you and that they'd tell everybody the business was theirs? That's what's happened. The country is dying. Liberty is the engine of wealth and happiness. We need a sanctuary. That's what our republic was for. Private property for freedom. And we're losing that sanctuary. We're losing that hedge of protection. Nigeria's got, on average, as many resources as the United States, but their 300 million inhabitants are slaves. Mexico's got at least triple the resources in every graph you look at, in every demographic you look at, but they're totally poor because they have a corrupt elite. But they have more billionaires than the U.S. does. They have an ultra-rich and a giant poor. They use the fact that their population is poor by design to control them. This is feudalism, neo-serfdom. The bad guys have taken America over. America isn't bad. The bad guys took it over because we were the freest country in the world, so we had all the wealth and power. So private corporate interests came in, took over the government, and have set up an ultra-massive tyranny. I want to clear the phone banks right now because, you know what I'll do? I'll talk to these callers that are on hold, but then after that, I want to specifically open the phones up for police and military who've been trained in Iraq for martial law here domestically. So we'll take a bunch of calls, and then I'm going to leave the phones open until Chuck Baldwin joins us for the military and police.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.